Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. I am so happy to be here. It is March 19, 2014, and God is good, and He's still in control. And if someone told you that's not true, tell them to speak with Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And you are welcome here this evening. I am Pastor Jay Rouse. You're listening to the Pastor Jay Rouse Show on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. Remember, you can connect with us online. And after the show, don't forget it archives, so you can always listen to us whenever you want. You can upload it, download it. You can walk with it and carry it. Praise God. We like the Lord. We're going to be available everywhere. Amen. Praise God. We have a wonderful show ahead of us tonight, lots of feedback, and we even have some panel discussion, too, with some really interesting topics, because we're trying to line down our theme for the month of March, which is marching to a different drum or dare to be different. And it's everybody we think that does things differently, has affected our lives, and are uniquely outstanding. Amen. But let's get things started. Last week we had an amazing guest on our show, and his name is Dante. And Dante has got some awesome stuff happening, especially in April, and we're going to continue to keep you posted. But don't forget to check us out. We're on Facebook. Look us up, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. You can even link to the show via Facebook. Praise God. All right, but this, we want to get things started. So just so you know what's going down, we're going to get things moving, and we give to you the song called Be You, because that's who the Lord wants you to be. And the people we're going to be discussing this evening, they were themselves. They were uniquely different, and they made a difference, and they couldn't be anybody but who they were, and they couldn't do what anyone else would do. They had to be them. So listen to Dante and be you.
Be you. You just be you. God wants you to be you. The man, take a stand and become a part of God's plan. Woman,
woman,
virtue is woman,
virtue is woman.
Build your house, make it strong, it's where you belong. Little boy,
little boy,
no time for your father's footsteps with great joy. Little girl,
little girl,
don't be a part of this world, no. Follow your mother, the great example. Become a part of God's plan,
God's plan.
Woman, virtuous woman, build your house, make it strong, is where you belong. Little boy, no time for a toy, no. Follow your father's footsteps with great joy.
Oh,
you.
And that was Dante and Be You, praise God. And you know what? I am just me, and I hope you can be you. And it doesn't matter. Sometimes we have to adjust who we are because we need to be able to make sure we are acting the way we need to be, praise God. But God always has us changing because they say he is the potter, we are the clay, molding us, making us, and hopefully using us this evening. Praise God. As you know, we are marching to a different drum and dare to be different. And we had a list of five different things, or five different people that we want to give honor to tonight because we acknowledge them as being who they are. Praise God. But we also have some honorable mentions that we think came very close to being on our list, and we got them from some other people as well because they had them on their list. But it's surprising that some people had few of the same people, and they seem to match up real good, praise God. But we are definitely going to be counting down on our list of importance and the music that goes with it and stuff that are going to make you feel real good, praise God. But this honorable mention person came very close. She was very different, praise God, but you know what? She really was a gift of God, and she had a voice like an angel, and I don't know, sometimes we tend to lose our way, and I guess that somewhere in her life she lost her way, but we always loved her, and we always wanted her to be with us, and we always were with her. No matter what she did, she was always a part of us because we all grew up knowing who she was, and she just left us too soon, much like so many gifted God's people. But this is I Look to You with Whitney Houston featuring, and this is ironic because Dante, I told last week, sounded like this man when he sings, like the gospel version of this person. And apparently Dante said, no, this person sounds like me, praise God. So we're supposed to hear that story one day, so we will definitely update you when we get the scoop directly from Dante. But this is I Look to You by Whitney Houston featuring R. Kelly.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun, after all that I've been through. On earth can I turn to? I look to you.
My head, I look to you. We love you, Willie. Rest in peace.
Amen. I Look to You by Whitney Houston featuring R. Kelly. And that's what we do. We look to the Lord. Why don't we do that now and look to the Lord in prayer? Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank You. We lift up our hands in honor and praise and glorify You, Father. Every day may not be the way You want it to be or the way we want it to be, but Father God, we know You're with us. You said You'd never leave us nor forsake us. Prepare for the rest of the week, Father. We ask intercession on our behalf, Father. The world has many things going wrong, but we're going to look to You for all that is right. Father, remove the blinders of negativity from our eyes and allow us to see the world through crystal clear glass in Your eyes. Father, help us to be better Christians and better people and to remember the most important commandment You gave to us, which was to love our neighbor as ourselves. But Father, more importantly, because You love us first, that we can love others. But for those who are struggling, Father, who can't even seem to love themselves, we ask that You would intercede and allow someone to step in and show them Jesus' love. Let them know that there is a joy and there is great satisfaction in knowing You and being with You and loving You and certainly being taken care of by You. So, Father, we just ask right now that You would send love around the world and allow peace to reign in Jesus' name. Father, we ask right now those who are suffering and struggling with sadness and sorrow or loneliness or pain or sickness or those who are mourning and grieving, Father God, that You would send the Holy Spirit to encourage them, to lift them, to comfort them, Father, because You are God and God alone and we look to no other because we know we can find the strength we need to keep going. But as we prepare and leave all unsaid things to You, as well as those that we have spoken, You said we have but to ask it in Jesus' name, and it shall be done. And so we leave it with You, Lord. Take over this show. May it be pleasing in Thy sight. Touch hearts, change lives, and use me. We ask all of this and so much more. In Jesus' name, and together all those who agreed would say, amen, praise God. We talk about love and the situation of the world. Well, this man was convinced that it was a wonderful world, and we're going to be talking about people who made a change and a difference in our lives about the world that we live in, and this is What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? and I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Amen. And that was Louis Armstrong, who truly believed that it was a wonderful world. But we had somebody like these guys who were a little bit more radical, and they were sort of fighting back. And can you imagine, we had Louis Armstrong many years ago, and then we had these guys just a few years ago. But everybody in this world is forever looking for love. This is the Black Eyed Peas, and Where is the Love?
To the drama, only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get outraged. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People
y'all.
Killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
And peace is so strong. Why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs. Chemical gas is filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denies our brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
We're forgiving people dying, children hurt and hear them crying. When you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Guidance from above. People got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? The love?
I feel the weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, love is found.
We're forgiving people dying, children hurt and
you
hear them crying. When you practice what you preach and what you turn the other. Father, 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 help us. Guidance from above. People got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Amen. Where is the love? They want to know, praise God. We have to practice this. And you know what? It is so funny because we call ourselves Christians, but the rest of the world sometimes seems to know how to love one another better than we do. And we can't do that. Amen. We have been taught by the very best. Praise God. All right. We're going to take a quick break here because we want to do a birthday shout out. And we want to acknowledge everybody celebrating. I want to send a special happy birthday to our family friend, our dear, dear, dear family friend, Ms. Dev Maharaj, bless her heart. It's her birthday, and we want to say happy birthday to her and everybody else who's celebrating. For those who are celebrating a birthday, we also want to give a special shout out to those who have accomplished something. They might have done a graduation, completed a course, or they're celebrating something. I've got some friends who are engaged. I actually know someone getting married in about 2.5 weeks. Praise God. I also want to do a shout out to my friend Amanda. It's her birthday today. My cousin Corrine, it was her birthday yesterday, and I believe it's her sister's birthday today to cousin Dolores, praise God. So we have lots of people with birthdays, and I think it's fitting that we celebrate because we have we have an honorable mention of the person who is going to sing this birthday song, and the reason we're playing this song and this version has its purpose. But to all those celebrating, we want to say congratulations, and we're excited for you because what is good with you is always overjoying for us. Amen. And so this is Stevie Wonder. Someone else had him on a list. Praise God, and happy birthday.
Time will bring, or in peace, the heart will sing. Thanks to my dream become a reality. I know we will, because our hearts tell us so.
Amen. And that was Stevie Wonder. Praise God. And happy birthday, everybody. Congratulations. God bless you. God keep you and continue to strengthen you, encourage you. And remember, you might be able to do all things through Christ who strengthens you, but you still have to make an effort to do some of the work. Amen. He's not going to do it all for you. Praise God. Amen. Now, just as a reminder, we want you to check out our page on Facebook, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications, so you can find out all our international happenings and events and what's taking place. We're not going to be able to go through our list today because we have so many other things that we need to deal with to get through our list of five. And I love sharing some of the ones that other people had already given. And I'm sure you have a few and probably couldn't come up with all of them or a few of them. It took us a while to get our five all together. And as you'll notice, as I'm posting, we've got some honorable mentions of some that people thought of and we thought of as well. And we got on some other people's lists. But they weren't exactly right where we were, but I think some of them you're going to say, oh, okay, and others you're going to be a little bit surprised. But we're going to go ahead now and continue with our countdown, and then we're going to be discussing our five. Now, here's somebody who, much like Whitney Houston, touched the world, and a lot of people knew who she was and always loved her. She wasn't an American sweetheart. She was a world sweetheart. And so we know that Whitney Houston had basically been on a lot of people's lists. This person ended up on quite a few people's lists too. And you know what? He grew up, and he knew the Lord, and he tried to love, but, I mean, somehow things got messed up, and you get caught up in the world, and the world gets caught up in you, and things start going wrong, and then there's the rumors and all those kinds of things, and it's so hard to stay clear of everything. And so I think he just got caught up. But once again, another talented, gifted person, and we're giving him an honorable mention because he wasn't on our list, but everybody around the world knew him, and everyone around the world basically loved him. Some were confused by him, but we know that if you dare to be different, people are always going to do that. But sometimes some people can take their difference a little over the edge. But he always walked a very fine line, but the man is simply talented beyond words. This is Heal the World, because he's a man who truly believed in a good world, and he believed in all good things and kindness and love to all. Heal the World by Michael Jackson.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. Try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you.
Make a better place for you and for me.
Something heal the world. He always thought of all the good things, the things that we needed to do, the things we needed to do for each other, with each other, and about each other. Amen. And so we think of his family, and I know we all took it hard on his passing, praise God. But you know what? God seemed to call home quite a few angels right before their time when we were really just starting to get to know them. So you know what? Every day is a blessing, and you've got to count your blessings one by one. But more importantly, you got to love the ones you have and love them while you've got them. Amen? Praise God. All right. We have some more honorable mentions. I love this. Our lists were amazing, and we got so many responses that were really deep and people we never thought of. But this person was also on somebody's list. And we know the world knows this person, too, and the same thing. And it's funny because a lot of the honorable mentions that we're giving out, the majority of these, they all died young. They were all very spiritual. I can't say, yes, they were Christians. No, they weren't. We know that Whitney Houston grew up in the church, and she was a Christian, and we already know that she was very, very involved in the church. And you know, when you meet some of these gospel singers and some of these worldly singers, a lot of them will say they came from the church or they grew up singing in the church, praise God, because it was a foundation and it was an opportunity to shape the gift that God had given them. And so this other person, well, we know this person grew up with church folk, praise God, but he took his Christian religion just a little bit further. And but he still believed in loving the world and loving each other and being good to each other. And so I just got to figure out which one we're going to play. Oh, I know what I want to do. I know what I'm going to do. Just give me 2 seconds here because this person did love the Lord, but didn't call him God, didn't call him the Lord. He called him Jah, praise God. And you're all going to know this. Now, here's the irony of the whole thing, because I like doing the this was then and this is now thing. So I've got two forms of a song that I'm going to play. The honorable mention is going to go to this particular person, but then we're going to play someone else who has a song with the same title, who is trying to give out the same message, and she's doing it now because it looks as though we still haven't learned our lesson. So our next honorable mention goes out to the one and only Bob Marley, and this is One Love.
Crying,
one love.
Hear the children. blessing who has earth all mankind. Just a favorite hold of belief.
One love.
Bob Marley and the Wailers. We can't forget the Wailers because they were a big solid part of his movement and they all believed in the same thing. But we still have this movement, and so we've been playing her song for the last month because she definitely dares to be different, and but we also realize she's got that inspiration. And this is a Daisy lyric from Barbados with One Love. Same message. Come on, folks. Let's get it right.
The opposite of love is pride. We knew that. We had a lot of good things, but we blew that. Insecurity is 14 feet tall that we wrapped around ourselves like the China Wall. See, it's us against them. They judge us because we black. So we turn right around and we judge them right back. There. Now that's fair. Now we got a clean slate. But that's more hate and that's more blood. We need more love. I know it sounds cheesy, but believe me, this mozzarella better than them gadgets squeezing. A smile is enough for that love to ease in.
Hold me down right with that love is okay. That's a love movement. As we ready, cause we standing at the rock steady. Pick up your friend, pray for the enemy. Hold me down right with that love is okay. That's a love movement. As we ready, cause we standing at the rock steady. Pick up your friend, pray for the enemy.
Take note of the differences. The differences, if we use them to divide and negate all the different gifts, we'll be left with percentages and demographics. Can't move forward, just static, it's tragic. Cold, the brings the heat, the magic. Oh, lay up, real tall, gotta stay prayed up. Cause war is real and we got moms who gotta stay up. Boys don't chase water bowls, they chase Maybachs. And boyfriends are like pimps to these ladies. He fathers reliable, it's definitely maybe. Broken homes will claim his chromosomes and her heart a phone out of zone, steady roaming. Their choices bring drama like TVs. Want that comfort like please don't leave me. No matter who you are, if you got HIV, there's at least one thing that makes you just like me. We want love.
Hold me down right with that love is coming. What's the love movement? Are you ready? Cause we're standing at the rock steady. Pick up your friend, pray for the enemy. Hold me down right with that love is coming. What's the love movement? Are you ready? Cause we're standing at the rock steady. Pick up your friend, pray for the enemy.
If you're tired of the bickering, tired of the fussing, help me say one love. If you believe in peace and you believe in nothing, help me say one love. If you don't want to worry about a thing tonight, then help me say one love. If you're tired of the guns, if you're tired of the fights, then help me say one love.
Pull me down right with that love thing for me. What's the love movement? Are you ready? Cause me standing at the rock steady. Pick up your friend, pray for the enemy. Pull me down right with that love thing for me. What's the love movement?
your friends greater to the enemy. One man down right in that love in today. The love movement, as you ready. Cause it's time to let the rub steady. Pick up your friends greater to the enemy. One man down right in that love in today. The love movement, as you ready. Cause it's time to let the rub steady. Pick up your friends greater to the enemy. One love, one love, one love, one love, we got one love.
We got one love, amen. And we've got to learn to really, truly love each other. We're getting closer to giving you our five countdown of the five people who dared to be different and made a difference, praise God. But I'm just looking for something here right now, and we're going to contact someone who's going to join us on our panel so we can discuss our five shortly, praise God. But in the meantime, let's hear something else from Bob Marley, because you know what? We have to always believe this and trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding and acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. And, well, Bob Marley might not have said that scripture, but this is what he said. Everything's going to be all right. Amen. Going to be all right. Amen. Praise God. And I think that's how we have to live our lives. We have to trust and believe. Praise God. We have so many more honorable mentions. And so I just want to also mention a couple more that we got. And I thought this was really, really deep. We got moms. Yes, we got moms. We got moms on our list, praise God, of honorable mentions, because moms, they do it all. Amen, praise God. But then I guess in some cases, we could put dads on the list too, because there's some awesome, awesome, awesome dads. And another person who ended up on our honorary mentionable list, or some of the other lists, quite a few people came up with Malcolm X, praise God. I'm just trying to see here. Just going through a few more. I love this because we even got explanations how they dare to be different. Amen. Praise God. And Sister Richard, I got to do a shout out to her mom because her mom was at the top of her list. And she said, she dared to be different. My mommy, bless her heart. She chose to leave her country for the experience of life and another for the future of her family. You know, that is so deep. Because it sounds so simple, but so many have done it because they want to do better for their family. They want to do better for their children. They want to do better for their future and for their children's children and so on and so on and for generations, praise God. So I think that's timely. As Canadians, she also put the past Lieutenant Governor of Canada, Michel Jean. And she said, through a Canadian, she reaches back to Haiti with a desire to bring her native country forward with programs and initiatives that support financing and business development in Haiti. Praise God. And she is an awesome woman. I think she just got another award the other day and very much deserved. And she's so humble and a beautiful person, spirit inside and out. And she's even got an adopted daughter, too. So praise God. So we've got to continue to encourage people like that who make a difference in our world, and they do things differently, and more so that they do it humbly, because humility is such a powerful thing when it comes to the Lord, being humble in what you do. Now, she also mentioned Zora Neale Hurston. Okay. I like this, for wanting to know, to teach the world our stories with the joy that was shared to her. Storytellers, aren't they amazing? Her love for anthropology shaped the way many scholars study, even now, praise God. That is awesome, hallelujah. Okay, who else do we have here, praise God? I think that was it. We've got a call coming through, amen, praise God. All right. Now, we're going to put on another song, and this is almost ironic because we're going to lead into this song because we are now getting to our list. Yes, that's right. We're getting into the list of Rouse Ministries here, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications, and we have a guest that we're going to bring on board as we discuss Hour 5, and see if she's come up with a few extra while she's been listening to the show, praise God. But in the meantime, before we begin, I want to play this, and this might actually trigger, well, we'll see. This is Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world. Somebody's got to be in charge. I just wish they'd let God acknowledge that he is in command. Amen. Everybody wants to rule the world. Everybody wants to rule the world, amen. But we give God honor and praise as the head of our lives. And certainly, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Alpha and Omega, praise God. And so he really rules the world, and everyone else should follow. All those in favor say amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. We are now counting down our five. We've done a lot of honorable mentions, and I do want to give another honorable mention to moms and to dads. Amen, because they always dare to be different, and they're so creative in how they raise us because we didn't come with manuals, and so we certainly need to know how to get things going and how to raise us and train us. And the Bible is a good start. They always say it's basic information before leaving earth, and it just tells you to train up your child, and it teaches you the Ten Commandments, and it teaches you about the Beatitudes, and it's a great way to live, and it's certainly a great way to train your children, but other than that, they just wing it. Praise God. All right, before we start our list, and I brought this person up for a reason, and the song for a reason, but I want to welcome back on our guest panel is Sister Jackie Steele, praise God. She tolerated us. Sister Jackie, are you there?
I'm here.
Praise God. She tolerated us when we did our countdown list of, I think it was 10 or 12 things that single Christian men do wrong in relationships.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And we had so much fun. There you go. We had so much fun, but then we kind of felt guilty and realized we can't just tell the brothers off. We have to tell the sisters off, too. And so she came back the following week for an encore presentation. And we dealt with the women and the things that they do wrong in relationships, praise God. But this one was a unique situation, and she's so awesome. She stood in and said, yeah, okay, not a problem. And, I enjoy having her around. We know that she's a wonderful woman of God, a mother. She's very deep within her church, very, very involved with her church, very much involved with the young people. Amen.
That's right.
Her church. Praise God. She loves the youth and works with the youth, as though she was a youth. Amen. Praise God. And you got to be like them to be able to help guide them. Praise God, because you got to know how they think.
Absolutely.
And so is there anybody you want to give a shout out to or a church or anything before we begin?
You know what? We are headed off to Ladies Retreat this weekend. So special shout out to all the ladies who are looking forward to their time away from their families where they can focus on themselves and focus on their relationship with the Lord. You know, most women are caregivers all the time, but this is the weekend we get to be away and take care of ourselves. So shout out to all the ladies headed to Niagara this weekend.
Amen. Anybody else?
My mom. The difference
there
makers.
There you go. The honorable mention of moms. Amen.
And
wait,
dad.
But there's a dad as well. Thank you.
That's
I
right.
I can't
forget daddy.
You know he's sitting there going, I know,
right?
Thank you, Mom. Yes. Haven't you noticed when you see professional athletes, I always laugh. Because at first you kind of just thought they forgot their dads, but sadly, I hate to say it, but a lot of these guys, they went through the athletic scholarships in university and college and got into pro basketball, football, you name it. And a lot of them were raised by single mothers.
That's right.
But the ones that actually had their moms and their dads in their lives, you kind of still felt sorry for their dad because the first thing they go, the game was, and they're always out of breath because they always seem to ask them right after the game while they're still sweating. And they said, I did really good. And, hey, mom, they shout out to their moms. But we want to do a shout-out to the dads because, I'm finding more and more these days you get a lot of single dads raising their kids.
Absolutely.
It is different, but, you definitely got to give them props because being a man and raising kids is hard enough, let alone being when we as women have to struggle. So I can't even imagine. I sort of feel sorry for the guys that got to do that. Amen?
Mm, yeah.
All right. So you've been hearing some of our lists. You have any comments on some of the honorable mentions that we put on our list?
Actually, I love some of the honorable mentions because, you know, I, being musically inclined, I have a passion for songwriters and I have a passion for lyrics that make a difference. And it was just good to hear that other people, you know, shared my thoughts about, you know, people who wrote music, people like Bob and Michael, who wrote lyrics that were important, right? We think about Marvin Gaye and, you know, A Chain's Gonna Come. There are just so many songwriters, so many storytellers. I really like the idea of Zora Neale Hurston because I'm a big fan of hers also. So many storytellers who changed history with their words, and they made people think and they made people consider. Malcolm X, he made people consider and look at, you know, look at options. So I really like them.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to put on one song, and then we are going to start our list countdown, and then we're going to talk a little bit about them. But I want to play this one, because not just because I like the song, but this is Bob Marley, Who the Cap Fits. Because this is him
worrying
about the world. Amen.
Right.
And I tell you, it's some good advice. So we're going to listen to Bob Marley and Who the Cap Fits, and then we're going to come back and actually deal with somebody who basically like to call out everybody. Amen.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
Bob Marley. We'll be right back.
Man to man is so unjust. Children, y'all don't know who to trust. Your worst enemy could be your best friend, and your best friend your worst enemy. Some will eat and drink with you. Hypocrites and parasites.
Okay. Call a spade, basically, is what he's saying. You got to be so careful in this world, but you got to make sure you know who your friends are and who your enemies are, because as Bob Marley said, sometimes your best friend could be your worst enemy, and sometimes your worst enemy could be your best friend. So you have to hang in there. Let's check in with Sister Jackie here, praise God. Sister Jackie.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so our fifth person on our list, because we're going to start from the bottom up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Okay.
We came up with Mahatma Gandhi.
Gandhi. Okay.
And nobody would expect that because they just assume, well, we're Christians.
But you know what?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Peace, justice, nonviolence transcends whatever barriers
Amen.
We may have.
Amen. So here's a little bit about our fella. His name is Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi. Okay, and he was born October 2nd, 1869, and he died on January 30th, 1948. And he was the prominent leader of the Indian National and the British-ruled India. Okay, now he was employing nonviolent civil disobedience. Gandhi led India to independence and inspired movements for civil rights. There's our key thing right there, civil rights and freedom across the world. And it says the horrific Mahatma applied to him first in 1914 in South Africa. Now, a lot of people wouldn't even think about this because, you know, we don't know a lot about, we just hear the name and we kind of have an idea who they are and what they do. But it says it is now used worldwide. And he
right.
is also called Bapu, which also means father or papa in India. And
okay.
so he was born and raised in a Hindi merchant caste family in coastal Gujarat, Western India, and trained in law at the Inner Temple in London. Now, Gandhi first employed nonviolent civil disobedience as an expatriate lawyer in South Africa. There we go again. No one would ever think he was there. In the resident Indian community struggle for civil rights. After his return to India in 1915, he set about organizing peasants, farmers, and urban laborers to protest against excessive land tax and discrimination. Assuming leadership of the Indian National Congress in 1921, Gandhi led nationwide campaigns for easing poverty, expanding women's rights. See, we didn't know that.
Right.
Building religious and ethnic amity, ending untouchability, but above all, for achieving self-rule. And it says he famously led Indians in challenging the British-imposed salt tax with the 400-kilometer march. See? Come on. This is sounding familiar now. In 1930. Uh-huh. And later in calling the British to quit India in 1942. He was imprisoned for many years upon many occasions in both South Africa and India. Gandhi attempted to practice nonviolence and truth in all situations and advocated that others do the same. He lived modestly in a self-sufficient residential community and wore the traditional Indian dhoti and shawl woven with yam hand spun on a chakra. He ate simple vegetarian food and also undertook long fasts, okay, as means of both self-purification and social protest. Go ahead, sister. Any comments?
You know, I knew some of the work in South Africa because when we think of Mandela, many of the things that he employed in the early days of his struggle against apartheid came from Gandhi's teachings. Much like Dr. King, many of the things that he employed
mm-hmm.
early on also came from Mr. Gandhi's teachings. So, you know, it it's interesting how someone who was simply trying to affect change in their own space, in their own time, their message and their methods have transcended space and time and touched so many other people in so many other situations.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And so as you can see, there is a similarity.
Yes.
So our fourth and our third person on our list,
mm-hmm.
also there's a connection to Gandhi. Obviously, our next person on our list is the one and only Nelson Mandela.
Yep.
Okay. Any comments on that?
Well, that's the thing. Nelson Mandela impacted not only the nation of South Africa, but also the world. And not only, we often think of him after his imprisonment. We think of the fact that he came out and he was not bitter and he was able to move up the ranks politically. But what I think about was the early days when he was a lawyer as well and an organizer of the resistance. And, you know, I don't know if, well, I know that I could not see all that suffering around me, see the brutality of it, see the death and the danger, and be as calm and as steadfast in my
mm-hmm.
belief. And both all these men that we've spoken about to date, they are steadfast, unmovable, as the word says, you know,
yes.
in their belief and in their action. They follow through. They are men of integrity and of character who do what they say they're going to do and who represent themselves and their people well.
Yes. Okay, and let's talk a little bit about, very quickly, Nelson Mandela. As we know, he just passed.
Mm-hmm.
July 18, 1918, he was born, and we know we've just buried him, December 5th, 2013, was a South African anti-apartheid revolutionary politician and philanthropist who served as president of South Africa from 1994 to 1999. He was South Africa's first black chief executive and the first elected in a fully representative democratic election. Now, his government focused on dismantling the legacy of apartheid throughout tackling institutionalized, that sounds so scary, racism.
Right.
Are you there? Yeah, poverty and inequality and fostering racial reconciliation.
Yeah.
Now, politically, are you there? Hello?
Are you still there?
Oh, yes, I heard some beeping. Maybe it was a line coming through. Politically, an African nationalist and democratic socialist, he served as president of the African National Congress from 1991 to 1997. Now, Sister Jackie... Are you there? Have I lost you? I don't know. We might have lost Sister Jackie. We'll try and get her in. But one of the things that we noticed was that they both were imprisoned. They both had the struggle. Were trying to get things, not just for themselves, but they were trying to get for other people as well. And they were fighting for the rights of all people around, praise God. And so that was a joy and a blessing right there. Okay, now, before we move to the next person, we're going to take a quick break. And I want to put on some more music. Now, let's see who we can do. Praise God. This is Michael Jackson again. You are not alone.
Another day has gone, I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never said goodbye.
Amen. That was Michael Jackson and...
You Are Not Alone.
You Are Not Alone. Amen. Praise God. And I think it was kind of nice because I'm sure at some point these men struggling, Sister Jackie, were feeling very much alone because sometimes
Absolutely.
You start to feel like you're in a battle all on your own.
Absolutely.
One thing is funny that we should say because, as I had said earlier in the show, we are Christians, we're non-Christians, we're worldly, we're unworldly. But the fact is, the law of one love, as I said, is so important. And it doesn't matter who you are, everyone needs to learn that. And I don't think I know of too many religions out there that actually don't practice that because I think they're the Buddhists, the Muslims. Awesome. The real Muslims, they believe in loving your neighbor as yourself. They have almost all the same rules we do.
Absolutely.
And so it's so important that we remember that a lot of these people, Hindus, everybody, they believe in these things and being right to their fellow man and taking care of their fellow man and watching out for their fellow man and just being good in general. Amen?
That's right.
All right. So now we've got two people connected to South Africa, two
mm-hmm.
people connected to being imprisoned, even in South Africa, and basically struggling and fighting for the rights of everybody, not just themselves, and that lead to civil rights, and they're fighting for the civil rights and just the general rights of being able to be free. But they didn't fight for just civil rights because you see, Gandhi, we didn't know he fought for women's rights. That's awesome. Praise God. And so here's someone else who struggled, who was very much connected to the same kind of civil rights movement. And you know who I'm talking about.
MLK.
There you go. The one and only. And it's almost ironic because I think what really is more powerful is they all believed in the nonviolence.
That's right. That's right. They wanted to see change. They were approached with violence. There was violence all around them. The ones trying to stop them were very violent, but they maintained their composure and they spoke peace. They acted in peace and they demonstrated what they spoke of. So,
yeah,
phenomenal.
You liking our list so far?
I'm loving it.
Amen. Now let's see if we can figure out a little bit more information. We already know a lot about Dr. King, but as we know, he was Martin Luther King Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And we already know that in the United States, in most of the states, because I have a feeling it's not all of them yet, but they acknowledge him by celebrating his birthday, and it is January 15, 1929, and of course we lost him April 4th, 1968.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an American pastor, activist, humanitarian. I love that. And leader in the African-American civil rights movement. He is best known for his role in the advancement of civil rights using nonviolent civil disobedience based on his Christian beliefs. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He was born Michael King. Isn't that something? But his father changed his name in honor of German reformer Martin Luther.
Right.
A Baptist minister, King became a civil rights activist early in his career. He led the 1955, and do you remember Gandhi was doing some marches as well?
Right.
Okay. He led the 1955 Montgomery bus boycott and helped found the Southern Christian Leadership Conference in 1957. Serving as its first president. With this group, the conference, King led an unsuccessful struggle against segregation in Albany, Georgia in 1962 and organized nonviolent protests in Birmingham, Alabama. That attracted national attention following television news coverage of the brutal police response. King also helped to organize a 1963 March on Washington, where he delivered the ultimate speech, I have a dream speech. Yes. I love that thing. I had to memorize it, I remember. There he established his reputation as one of the greatest orators in American history. J. Edgar Hoover considered him a radical and made him an object of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, COINTELPRO, for the rest of his life. Could you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
FBI agents investigated him for possible communist ties, recorded his extramarital liaisons, and reported on them to government officials, and on one occasion mailed King a threatening anonymous letter, which he interpreted as an attempt to make him commit suicide. My.
Oh, wow.
On October 14, 1964, King received the Nobel Peace Prize. And it's funny we should say that because we know Nelson Mandela, I believe, won.
That's right.
But everyone keeps wondering why Mahatma Gandhi did not. And so technically he's an honorary Nobel Prize winner because everybody basically says he's the same. So, but it says he won the Nobel Peace Prize for combating racial equality through nonviolence. In 1965, he and the SCLC helped to organize the Selma to Montgomery marches, and the following year he took the movement north to Chicago to work on segregated housing. In the final years of his life, King expanded his focus to include poverty and the Vietnam War, alienating many of his liberal allies with a 1967 speech titled, and this is one we don't even hear about, Beyond Vietnam. In 1968, King was planning a national occupation of Washington, D.C. to be called Poor People's Campaign when he was assassinated in April 4th in Memphis, Tennessee. His death was followed by riots in many U.S. cities. Allegation that James Earl Ray, the man convicted of killing King, had been framed or acted in concert with government agents persisted for decades after the shooting. The jury of a 1999 civil trial found Lloyd Jowers to be complicit in a conspiracy against King. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, he was posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom and the Congressional Gold Medal. Martin Luther King Jr. Day was established as a holiday in numerous cities and states beginning in 1971 and in a U.S. federal holiday in 1986. Hundreds of streets and counties in the U.S. have been renamed in his honor. A memorial state of the National Mall was opened to public in 2011. Amen.
That's right.
Any comments?
Dr. King, I think that so many of us take our cues from him. He was so much closer to home than either of the other two gentlemen that we spoke of previously. So as Canadians, we very much live the American dream. We're very much attached
yes.
with the U.S. culture and with their society and with many of the things that happened there. So I think that with Dr. King, he was so much more real to us, and we felt like he was a part of our history and a part of our landscape more so than Gandhi or even Mandela in the early years. So I really
feel
like he's a part of my history. I understand, you know, the fact that he was a minister. I understand what he spoke about. When I listen to I Have a Dream, and I don't only hear what he's saying that he wants for his children, but I'm also hearing Isaiah chapter 40 as he brings it into that, right? I love that about him. I love the fact that he's not ashamed to speak the words from the Bible as he speaks.
Yes.
You know, he intertwines his faith with his life, and I think that that's a lesson that many Christians could learn.
Yes, definitely. And I think that's good, too. And it's funny because when you think about it, I mean, with Gandhi being a Hindu, people weren't even taken aback because they just believed in his fight, in his struggle,
right.
in his cause, in his worthiness. In his humility, and so they just gave him respect.
Right.
That they believed that he was really long overdue, basically, which is a blessing. But I think, too, the same thing with Nelson Mandela, because Nelson Mandela had deep words that he always said, too,
mm-hmm.
which is ironic because there's that wonderful poem that people don't realize that it's actually Miriam
Williamson
who actually wrote the poem.
Absolutely.
And it's Our Deepest Fears. And for the longest time, everybody was giving credit to Nelson Mandela.
Yep.
And that wasn't his. And that was a powerful poem. Just, I love that. To me, that is my awakening.
Right.
That is my ultimate
awakening. Because
you're
powerful beyond belief.
Look at you. Bless your heart. Praise God. All right. We're going to put on Ruben Studdard, I Need an Angel, because then we're going to come back with our second person on our list. We'll be right back after I Need an Angel.
I've run out of answers, I've run out of time, and I'm so confused that I'm losing my mind. It's gonna take a miracle to help me this time. I'm traveling a road that has not one sign. Let the bell in my heart ring. Oh, this is my cry. Hey, this is my plea. You see, I need an angel. I'm calling an angel. Send me an angel down. This one tree can't understand why I'm sinking so deep. Help me,
help
me. Won't you have mercy? Set my soul free, and let the bell in my heart ring. Oh, this is my cry.
I need an angel.
back here live on the Pastor J. Rowe Show. Just a reminder, if you need to ever get in touch with us, you can email us at PastorJRowe Show@gmail.com or Rouse Ministries Broadcasting at gmail.com. We're also on the Twitter. That's right. We are learning how to tweet. Praise God. But there's no J. It's just Pastor Rouse Show on Twitter. Praise God. And we're sitting here live going through our five top marchers, as we call them, because they march to a different drum and they dare to be different. And we're here live on air with my buddy and our panel guest, Miss Sister Jackie Steele. Praise God. All right, Sister Jackie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
The second person on our list is the one and only Mother Teresa.
Wow.
Yes, you didn't see that coming, did you?
I did not see that one coming, but it makes so much sense.
Yes.
Because, you know, she dared to go where nobody else would go.
She dared to do
what no one else would do. So more power.
Amen. And listen to this. Remember they talk about 6 degrees of separation?
Right.
Well, think about this. They're all connected in some way.
Right.
All right. So here's the scoop on Mother Teresa, and then we'll go. The Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, commonly known as Mother Teresa, was born in August 26, 1910, and she passed away September 5, 1997. We know she was Roman Catholic religious sister and missionary of Albanian origin who lived most of her life in India, of which since 1948 she was a citizen. So we've already got a connection to, we've already got a connection to, there you go. Let's keep going. Mother Teresa founded the Missionaries of Charity, a Roman Catholic religious congregation, which in 2012 consisted of over 4,500 sisters and active in 133 countries. They run hospices, and we talked about hospices last week, and homes for people with HIV, AIDS, leprosy, tuberculosis, soup kitchens, dispensaries, and mobile clinics, children's and family counseling programs, orphanages, and schools. Members of the order must adhere to the vows of chastity, poverty, and obedience. And the fourth vow is to give wholehearted free service to the poorest of the poor. Mother Teresa was a recipient of numerous honors, including, are you ready?
The Nobel Peace Prize.
Go on now. See? I'm telling you, degrees of separation. So now we've just connected her to the other two.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And in late 2003, she was beatified, the third step toward possible sainthood. I know somebody Catholic is going to be mad at me, but I'm not Catholic. Giving her the title Blessed Teresa of Calcutta. A second miracle credited to her intercession is required before she can be recognized as a saint by the Catholic Church. A controversial figure both during her life and after her death, Mother Teresa was widely admired by many of her charitable works, but also widely criticized, see? Partly for her campaigns against contraception and for substandard conditions of the hospices for which she was responsible. Amen?
Wow.
Uh-huh. She didn't just give, she gave of herself and she gave her all. And so I really, 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 really respect her. Praise God.
Absolutely.
Any other comments?
You know, you're right about that 6 degrees of separation. They're all somehow connected. And I think that what really connects people who are different is the fact that they're not, in many cases, they're not well-liked.
No.
But they don't allow that. They do not allow others' opinions of them to sway them. If they believe what they're doing is right, they stay the course, irrespective of what is around them. So,
yeah. What was it you quoted? Steadfast and immovable?
Always about, yep. That's right.
Yep, always abounding. All right, we're going to play one more song. Where did I put it? All right. I'm sorry, I seem to have lost my song. We have one more song that I want to play. I really wanted to play another song over again because I love the song so much, but I can't do that. I'm just looking. I don't know where I've put it. Okay, give me 1 second. I seem to have lost my song, praise God. And then we're going to come up with our last and final. You're still going to be shocked. Do you want to guess or you think you might know?
I don't know.
This is his Eye on the Sparrow by Kirk Franklin.
Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home? When I know he watches over me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches.
Because
Eyes on the Sparrow. I think it's a very touching song to start wrapping down the end of our list and the end of the show, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you ready, Sister Jackie?
I'm ready. I'm curious.
You don't want to take one more guess?
I couldn't even try. Barack Obama.
Oh, he was on some of our lists, of course, but no, he's not the number one on us. Mind you, he is one of those sparrows that the Lord has obviously watched over, and I just pray that he continues to watch over him because we need to keep him safe. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. And I like the way I worded this. The last but the first on our list is the one and only, someone of my own heart who moved me and keeps me encouraged and keeps me going and allows me to be able to have an idea of how, when you evangelize to the world, how you need to be. I have added to the list evangelist Billy Graham.
When you started speaking, I knew exactly where you were going. Yeah. Some again.
Now he was born.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that I think the one thread that runs through this list is humility.
Yeah.
These are such great figures who've done so much and you know impacted our world so much, and they're people of great faith, whatever that faith may be, and they're very humble human beings. So that's the one thing that comes to mind when I think about this list.
Exactly. Now, he was born William Franklin, a.k.a. Billy Graham Jr., born November 7, 1918. Now, the one important thing I'm going to add to this list is out of our five people, God willing, he's still alive.
That's
and he's
right.
Probably, I think, 95 years old now, praise God. God has given him longevity.
Mm-hmm.
But he's an American evangelical Christian evangelist ordained as a Southern Baptist minister who rose to celebrity status in 1949, reaching a core constituency of white, middle-class, moderately conservative Protestants. He held large indoor and outdoor rallies. Sermons were broadcast on radio, television, some still being rebroadcast today. Graham was a spiritual advisor to several presidents. He was particularly close to Dwight D. Eisenhower, Lyndon B. Johnson, who was considered to be one of Graham's closest friends, Richard Nixon. During the Civil Rights Movement, he began to support integrated seating of his revivals and crusades. In 1957, he invited Martin Luther King Jr., 6 degrees of separation, sister.
All right.
to preach jointly at a revival in New York City. Graham bailed King out of jail in the 1960s when he was arrested in demonstrations. Didn't know that now, did you?
I had no clue.
There you go. Graham operates a variety of media and publishing outlets. According to his staff, more than 3.2 million people have responded to the invitation of Billy Graham Crusades to accept Jesus Christ as a personal savior. As of 2008, Graham's estimated lifetime audience, including radio, television broadcasts, topped 2.2 billion. Praise God. Graham has repeatedly been in Gallup's list of most admired men and women. He appeared on the list 55 times since 1955, including 49 consecutive years. Praise God. More than any other individual in the world. Now, it says, by the middle 1960s, he had become the great legitimator. His presence conferred sanctity on events, authority on presidents, acceptability on wars, desirability on decency, and shame on indecency. I like that. By the middle 1970s, many deemed him America's pastor.
Yes.
So that. As I worded it on Facebook, it says the last would be first. Amen?
That's right.
And he was the last one on our list and the first one on our list, so Billy Graham. And we actually did get to speak with the Evangelical Association, and they want to come on air with us sometime soon. Praise God. So they'll be joining us so we can get an update on Billy Graham and the ministry that he started that's a legacy, even while he's still older, it's still going. And all of these people on the list, their legacy still lives on.
That's wonderful.
Mr. Jackie, any last words?
That's wonderful. And that's what it is. It's about making an impact on your inner circle that spreads to your outer circle, that spreads to your community, to your neighborhood, to your city, to your province, to the country, to the world. And that's what all these people did. They started in their own space on issues that involved the people around them. And, you know, based on their humility and their faith and their integrity, their message spread and it changed the world.
Amen. And it surely did. And a lot of the people on our list aren't around. So as I said, you got to love the ones you have.
Absolutely.
While you have them. Amen. All right. Thank you again, sister, for joining us. We're going to close out the show with our friend Michael Jackson and his song, Gone Too Soon. But we're not gone. We'll be back next week. But God be with you until we meet again. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Gone Too Soon by Michael Jackson.
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky, gone too soon. Like a rainbow fading in the twinkling of an eye, gone too soon. Like the loss of sunlight on a cloudy afternoon, gone too soon. Like a castle built upon a sandy beach, a perfect love that is just beyond your reach, gone too soon. Like a sunset dying with the rising of the moon, gone too soon, gone too soon.
around.